Saying it with a euphemism.
When Coldplay singer Chris Martin and American actress Gwyneth Paltrow announced that they were separating, they used a euphemism, a substitute word, to describe it as a conscious uncoupling. The use of euphemisms is becoming more and more popular. But why?
A euphemism is a word or expression that you can use to avoid using a term that some people might find upsetting, offensive, or embarrassing. For example, instead of saying that you're going to the toilet, you can say that you're going to spend a penny or answer the call of nature. Euphemisms are often used to avoid describing people in a negative way. For example,
she's between jobs.
Unemployed.
He's unmotivated.
Lazy.
She's chronologically gifted.
Old.
He's big-boned.
Fat.
She's a bit tired and emotional.
Drunk.
He's generously proportioned.
Obese.
She's in reduced circumstances.
Bankrupt.
Euphemisms are frequently used in politics and business to minimize the impact of a negative action. For example,
we're downsizing.
Sacking workers.
There was some collateral damage during the bombing.
Killing of innocent civilians.
She was sent to a correctional facility.
A jail.
There was considerable inventory leakage at the factory.
Theft.
The car is pre-owned.
Second hand.
There's been a rise in the use of euphemisms in the job market too. This is often in an attempt to make a position sound more sophisticated and important, or less threatening, even though the jobs themselves haven't changed in the slightest.
Modality manager.
Nurse.
Wet leisure assistant.
Lifeguard.
Public waste technician.
Toilet cleaner.
Guest services agent.
Receptionist.
Mortar logistics engineer.
Builder.
Field nourishment consultant.
Waiter or waitress.
Domestic engineer.
House husband. Housewife.
Beverage dissemination officer.
Bar worker.
Waste recycling executive.
Rubbish collector.
Transparent wall maintenance officer.
Window cleaner.
Sanitation engineer.
Rubbish collector.
Gastronomical hygiene technician.
Dishwasher.
Color distribution technician.
Painter and decorator.
Throughfare environmental hygienist.
Road sweeper.
Education center nourishment consultant.
Dinner lady, dinner man.
Mobile sustenance facilitator.
Burger van worker.
Debt management officer.
Tax collector.
Could you describe your job with a euphemism?